Time now for your letters. The piece by Noah Adams on poverty in the neighborhood Over the Rhine in Cincinnati brought in this letter from Jason Burgett of Burlington, Vermont. He writes, by the time Noah Adams finished his conversation with Julie Walker, who was selling the homeless newspaper Street Vibes at Findlay Market, I was in tears. I've moved far away from Cincinnati, but I remember Julie as the first person to hug me and my fiancé after we got engaged at Findlay Market. She witnessed the moment and announced it for all the market to hear. Hearing your story confirmed everything that I remember as good, bad, and ugly about Over the Rhine. To know specifically that Julie's hanging in there was a wonderful Christmas gift. We also received a number of letters about our interview with Paul Lacey, a Quaker and the clerk of the American Friends Service Committee. We talked to him about the nature of peace. Kathleen Kennedy of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, thought Mr. Lacey hit the bullseye. He made repeated references to the connection between peace and social justice, Kennedy writes. The connection between peace and social justice was recently brought to the world's attention when, with great insight, the Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to a microcredit initiative, thus recognizing that poverty is not only an economic issue, but also a peace issue.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Penny Starr of Bluffton, South Carolina, said our piece on most adored and abhorred Christmas songs did not fill her with Christmas cheer. She says perhaps if she had introduced the piece as listeners' most and least favorite secular Christmas songs, I would not have felt offended. For the millions of Christians around the world who consider this the holiest of holidays, songs like Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer and even White Christmas are songs that certainly don't reflect what Christmas is about. Well, all we can say is we added up the votes and presented the results. That's not to say no one mentioned religious Christmas carols. The two most popular were Silent Night and O Holy Night. Write to us. Just go to our webpage, npr.org, and click on the link that says Contact Us.